Loz, we thank you for having us up here, mate. It's been a significant week, not only for both cultures on the paddock, but off the paddock as well.
Yeah, and I think that's so important, Dave. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone. The guys that are involved in the teams, they embrace what the challenges throughout the week are. And I don't really see them as challenges, but I see it as an opportunity for Indigenous rugby league players to showcase their talents in a game of football. But what they do throughout the week to inspire the next generation is so important. And the guys have taken on a leadership role, knowing that they can make a difference. And it's about becoming more aware of your culture, more aware of your heritage, working with Youth Summit kids about the opportunities that you can see being presented to you into the future. You just don't have to be a kid that's got dreams and aspirations and sitting back there thinking, well, I've got no hope to ever being able to achieve that. Because now there is ways of kids achieving, and they see that through, in particular, a lot of our players. They share their stories with them. And I think it's so important that they can have role models and heroes to aspire to be like them. So not only do they see them as football players, but they hear their stories and they hear what their challenges were when they were growing up. And it's just the same as theirs. And for them, it resonates, and that gives them an opportunity to know, hey, I can make a difference, whether it's here in my own community, whether it's just to become a leader there. If I want to become a sportsman, I've got an opportunity to do that. If I want to go and be a lawyer or a doctor, nothing's stopping me from doing it. And I think the players, with their messages throughout the week, have been very strong with that. And we are lucky enough to be joined with a man who does a great deal of work in the community. And I've got to know Joel. I actually played with Joel's father back in the day in Canberra. And Joel started out his career with Melbourne and then, of course, went and played with the Canberra Raiders, Dragons, and now at Manly. But it's great to have him on the Big Sports Breakfast. And I know he was taken aback a little bit when I announced him as captain, when I asked him would he do be the captain for this Indigenous All-Stars team. And again, I know what he does in the community, and we're lucky enough to have him on the program this morning. So it's a very good morning to Joel Thompson. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for having me on. Good morning, everyone. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you guys.
Again, I looked around. So my first day in camp, we didn't have a captain. Cody Walker has been...
Right, so you hadn't made a decision.
So I hadn't made a decision. I had players in mind.
Yep.
But I spoke to a few people about, you know, people that are very passionate, people that do a lot of work in the community, and then I was looking for leadership throughout the group. And I only had one day just to sit back and have a look. And because of my association with Joel, and I knew the work he did, just his presence and when he says something, other boys listen. And I think that's so important. And I think Joel would be the first to admit this, and don't take this the wrong way, Joel. Joel's not the most talented player we have in the group. You know, you've got guys like Latrell Mitchell that are, you know, superstars. But just because you're the best player doesn't make you the best leader. But seeing Joel, the way he talks to people, the way he interacts with people, he's able to inspire and he's able to get his point across and people respond. And that's what struck me with Joelie. And in my mind, there was no other person. And I know what he'll do for the team on Saturday night, but I also know what he does in the community. And Joel, if I can ask you, mate, can you tell our listeners what you want to do, your story, and because I've heard your story before, but if you can just give our listeners a bit of an insight into your story and what you want to do with life after football.
Yeah, so for me, I'm from a small community, population of 200, very remote town. And I've, you know, like a lot of kids out there, like a lot of kids we mixed with yesterday, come through a lot of hurdles to get to, you know, for me to get to where I am today. And, you know, a lot of good people around me that supported me through my career and that's got me here. Now I just want to go out there and give those messages to the next generation, to those kids out there that don't believe in themselves. You know, they believe their future's not looking too good. You know, to give them hope. To say, you know what, you can achieve what you want to achieve. You just got to work hard and use the right people around you and use that support. And that's truly what I've done. I feel like it's important for me now. It's like it's a purpose for me. to go out there and to share that and inspire the next, to inspire kids and adults and people to go out there and to dream big and to achieve and you know, to live to their potential, because, you know, I see it too much through family and people that, you know, live a difficult, you know, go through a tough life and not really believe in themselves. So I continue to do that, and it's something that I truly love doing.
When you speak to kids that have been doing it tough, what's sort of the messages that you tell them?
Yeah, I share a lot of different messages, but the main thing is to find those good people around you and identify those, you know, keep them close to you. I had my nan that played a big part in my upbringing. Also had step-grandparents and different people. Had teachers that really helped me. You know, different people that I just grabbed hold of and really guided me in the right direction, because if I'm being totally honest, I was quite wild when I was younger. It took me a long time to really to grow up and to work hard on myself and, you know, just to own it, to say, you know what? I need to change my way. I need to change my behaviours and my beliefs and everything. And I did. And I done that because I just knew there was a good life out there, and I just had to work for it. And like I said, I just grabbed a hold of those good people and used them to support me and help me, you know, through my childhood and then through my career.
And I could see that passion coming out when you speak. And I mentioned on the program, I'm unsure of what your future is going to be, whether you're going to retire at the end of this year or not, but you've got a plan for life after football, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. So I've got a two-year deal with Manly, but you know, I haven't spoken about this publicly, but I just want to, you know, I'll go through this season and play this season and then see how I feel. I don't want to be one of those players, because I do have, like I said, I do have a purpose to go out there and continue the stuff I do in the community and help others. And it's something that's, you know, when I get out of bed and I know I have something to do in the community, or I'm going out to speak to a group of disadvantaged, like it's a different, it's a special feeling. It's, you know, it really excites me to do that. So when you know you've got something like that, like rugby league has done for me over the years, I know I'm excited to go to the next step of my next you know, page of my life. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to it.
I know we're all blokes, and you sort of say, "Oh, you don't want to show any emotion." But how emotional were you behind closed doors when Laurie said, "Righto, your captain"?
Like Laurie said before, I was just in shock, mate, and I just. You know what, it took me back, just made me reflect on just, you know, my journey to get to where I am now.
Yeah.
You know, even over my career, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get it. Like, I didn't get it, the professionalism, what I have to be a professional player till later in my career. And a lot of years there I wasted. And you know, just to go, you know, go through everything and then get to this point, and then for Laurie to tell me I'm captain of something I'm so proud of, you know, this team, you know, it means so much to me, and the group of players that we have, it was, you know, I'll be honest, among blokes here, you know, I could have teared up, because that's how much it meant to me, and also, you know, to my nan, who's travelling from Ivanhoe. If listeners want to have a look where Ivanhoe is on the map, she's catching a train from there to Parkes, from there bus to Sydney, and then driving up from Sydney to come up here and watch me, and how special it is for her and everyone.
How was that phone call when you rang her to tell her?
Mate, like I said, it's very emotional stuff. Yeah. Like just everything. Like, I just think about, you know, just, you know, reflected on my, you know, from my childhood to my career, even my accident, you know, only 3 or 4 months ago, where I hit my head and got, you know, flown to in intensive care, and I was in a coma, and I come out of hospital, I didn't know if I was alive, you know, if I was in heaven or not, you know, it's just, and to come through that, and I didn't know if I was going to continue playing footy. I spoke to my wife, you know, I've got a young family, and now to be where I am now, and now I'm going to lead out a side, and a side that's passionate. And it means so much to every one of us, like it does to the Maoris, and it's something very special to me, and it's something I'll never forget. And,
how would you explain it to people, Joel? Because a lot of people out there go, oh, well, it's just another game of football. It's just the Indigenous All-Stars playing the Maoris. But it's more than that, isn't it, when the boys come together?
Yeah, it is. It's so more than that. And it's... I'd just love to grab those people and really bring them into camp and take them through it and let them be around the boys and feel that connection. And, you know, we went out, Laurie, we went out and spent some time out in a little, just down Tweed to a little community. And, you know, they'd done some dancing and we had a fire going and they put on a beautiful meal for us. And, you know, you leave with your heart full because you're back connected to your culture. It's your identity. It's who you are. It's what you represent. It's not just for you individually. You know, I'm not just captain for myself. I'm representing my family, my community, and all, you know, all the people out there. And no matter what their circumstances are, they could be doing it tough. They could be, you know, no matter what, they're going to sit there and watch that game and be proud. They're going to be walking to school the next day with their chest out with smiles on their face, knowing they've seen their Latrells, knowing they've seen their Jack Whitens and their players that they all look up to them. And that means so much more than that 80 minutes of football. It's the impact that we have out there is something very special.
Yeah, I really enjoyed last night listening to a couple of the elders speak. And it was just a relaxed atmosphere, and there was kids there and they were getting photos and autographs with Latrell and all the all-stars, but it was just a nice feel, and there was a nice breeze blowing, and the young Aboriginal boys were up playing their instruments and were doing a bit of dancing. And
you got to get Loz dancing, by the way.
I don't know whether I can shake a leg.
Come on, mate.
I struggle with that. That's something that you have to work on. I remember when I first started doing it, I'm uncoordinated in some parts, so I've had to sort of put a bit of extra work in. But, like Loz said, it was a really cool atmosphere, and I would love to grab all those people out there, the listeners, and you know, I wish we could do that and bring them to something like that. And I'll tell you right now, it'll change their opinion about this game. It'll change their opinion about our culture. It'll have them embrace it. They'll embrace our messages and why we feel so strongly about different stuff. And it would be cool.
All right, let's talk some footy. Yeah. Before we talk about Saturday's game, I want to talk about Manly. Yeah. You've got that 2-year deal. Let's say you have a blinder. Yeah. Last year, and Laurie and I talk about this all the time, about, you know, the season ahead.
Yeah.
The fact that Manly got to the position they did last year with the injuries and et cetera was extraordinary. If all you blokes are fit and healthy, top four, you could be seriously deep in finals football.
Yeah, I don't want to get myself in trouble with Desi, but no, we've got a
under the radar.
Yeah, under the radar. Stay humble. The underdogs. But no, we've got a really good squad there.
Yeah.
We put the work in. That's what it's all about. All teams do that. And you know, what we've really drive there as leaders and as senior players, the standards among the playing group and where we want to be and the side we want to be in. We drive that amongst ourselves. You know, we push ourselves and we know we've got the potential there, but we just need to. It's a big season. There's a lot of quality teams out there, and we know there's a lot of work to go. So, we're looking forward to it. We learned a lot after last year.
What's it been like having, obviously, Desi back there at the organisation? I mean, very proud club, Manly. Love, you know, past and present. I know that Brett Stewart's been back there as well, helping out Tommy Turbo.
Yeah.
Good culture around the club, isn't there?
Yeah, no, there really is. I never met Desi until he come in, and he keeps you on your toes, that's for sure. It could be the smallest thing, he makes sure you know about it and you correct it. So there's a lot of accountability here, but he breathes through that passion and it comes through, it flows through everyone else, because you know what it means, not just to him, but throughout the club. And, we've got the Turbos too, and it flows, you can see the passion for them boys. And, they're the people that you build clubs around, I believe, anyway. You know, the good people that are passionate, and it means more. So if they lose a game of football, they're not just coming off with smiles. They're hurting, and that's the type of people that you want in a club, and that's what we've got there at Manly, and we're trying to flow that through to the young crew.
Jolly was telling me the other day that Des analyses every moment of their training session, and you know, he could be sitting at home at 9 o'clock at night, iPad, bing, there's a clip or something.
Yeah.
I do not want you to do this, Tomo.
Yeah, so we've got iPads, and we get clips through, and
so it's all linked. So every player's got an iPad.
Yeah, every player's got an iPad, and he was in hospital. He had to go and get surgery, and he was watching different. He watches all our sessions still, but with that, we still get all clips through our sessions, and whatever it is, you need to correct it, because you get a few different clips, and then it gets put up in front of the team. So you got to own that. You know, you see that in your iPad, and you got to fix what you need to fix, and that's what it's all about, right? You want to be challenged. Like, no, it's not nice to be absolutely ripped into, but let's be honest, you need to be challenged like that and to get better, and that's what we have there, and we accept.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about sort of being challenged and the new rules that are in place for rugby league, and we're talking to Andrew Bogart before, because he's not a fan of it, and I don't think I am, because of this, you know, there's no winning and losing now when you're growing up, and everyone gets a trophy, and you don't learn how to win and lose. So I'm not a fan. What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's heading in the wrong direction, because I believe we need to make kids resilient, and we need to build kids up to have setbacks and face adversity. We all have our different stories, no doubt about it, that you face some type of adversity. That's how you make resilient kids, resilient people. They've got to face the tough. And I put my daughter into jiu-jitsu, and they teach that about, it's about learning, but it's about facing something that's difficult and overcoming that and challenging yourself. I personally believe that we're heading in the wrong direction with the everyone deserves a trophy, because it should be more about giving kids challenges and letting them overcome it and building character within from that. And, you know, that's how we build young, resilient kids, and that's how I think we'll be better for it.
Mate, you're a credit to yourself, credit to your family. I hope your Nan gets here safe and sound. Yep. And, mate, it's good to see the emotion. And I reckon Loz would sit back now and go, you know what, I've made the right call. So, well done, mate.
I know I've made the right call.
And I tell you what, have a blind on Saturday night. The Indigenous All-Stars, you'll be running out there. Get your tickets as well. Seabus Stadium, if you're thinking about coming up to the Gold Coast, I think 20-plus at the moment they've sold, and it'll be packed out. And you'll be live in HD all around the country as well on the TV. But go good on Saturday, and go good with Manly too, Joel Thompson.
Thanks for having me, guys.